Time right now for Joe's Need to Know News. Grammys were on last night, pretty good, but the thing I was most excited about seeing, didn't even know it was going to be there, Disney released their new trailer for Aladdin. 27 years after the animated Aladdin became a classic, Disney dropped the new trailer at the Grammys. We got to see Will Smith as the Blue Genie for the first time.
Bring me the lamp. Your life begins now. Aladdin.
You really don't know who I am. Genie, wishes, lamp, none of that ringing a bell.
All right, did anybody actually see the trailer yet?
Yes.
What do you think? Is it kind of creeping you out what the genie looks like? Because I'm like, oh my God, I'm scared.
It's definitely weird. I did not think it was going to be just like Will Smith painted blue. I mean, I was thinking it would be more like a CGI type of thing with Will Smith's voice. It was not what I was expecting. Yeah, I didn't expect that. I mean, yeah, everyone's making fun of him because it looks kind of weird.
Oh, see, I love it. Like, I don't think it looks weird at all. I don't think it looks scary. This is what I expected when I heard that Will Smith was being the genie. But then when they first released the first photos of it, he wasn't blue, I remember. And that was, like, really annoying, and I was mad about that. But now that he is blue, I'm, like, totally down, all here for it.
Do you think, like, this song will be on the Aladdin soundtrack somewhere?
I hope so. It's, like, my favorite song of all time.
I'm blue. I kind of want to enjoy this real quick. It's different, too, how they're actually coming up with it and doing it in this style compared to the animated version. Are you excited to see how it's going to look? Like, as far as compared to the actual cartoon style it used to be?
I think it's going to look absolutely incredible.
I love Disney, so I always go see these, but I actually hate live-action remakes of movies. So, like, I didn't love Beauty and the Beast when they did that with Emma Watson. I didn't like Cinderella, but I go and see it. It's just not my favorite.
Okay, I didn't like Cinderella, but
I didn't see either
Beauty
one of those, like, live-action, so I'm excited to see what it's like. All right, there we go. I got my fix. That's about all I can take of that song. How do we like that song? Somebody tell me. Okay, Live the Web Girl. I don't know if you already knew this, but according to a new study, it doesn't matter if you drink beer, then wine, or wine, then beer. Like, you know how there's always sayings for certain things?
Yes. Yeah, I found this out actually on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What was your Saturday like?
Well, I was actually the DD, but I did have like two beers.
That's not what a DD does. That's designated driver.
Well, yes, a designated driver who is below the content ABC or whatever that you're allowed to have.
I'm so confused. You're just saying letters.
No, like the ABC alcohol.
Beverage control?
Yeah. No. What is it?
Alcohol. You could Google it right now.
BAC, blood content?
BAC,
content?
Yes. Blood alcohol like, content. I don't That's know what it was. That's what it was.
D. Yeah. I'm drunk.
Yeah. I like split a beer with my friend. And then when we got to like where we were going, I like had a little bit more of her beer as well. But I was fine. I could drive.
So, all right, well,
I don't even know how we got on this topic.
We were talking about drinking either, and you talked about, you have a crazy story from this weekend.
Yeah, it's not a crazy story, but that's just when I found out. And I feel like I've been lied to my entire life because of this.
Okay, well, here's what experts say. The order does not really matter. It doesn't matter which way you go. It's still going to have the same effect as far as a hangover. They didn't test the other drinking question, beer before liquor, never been sick, or liquor before beer, you're in the clear, because that's what I've heard before. But studies in the past have shown that one's also a myth. So what helps you figure out what's going to be with your hangover? Pretty much how drunk you feel, which is like, boo, that's kind of boring and dumb. But they're saying it doesn't matter in order, because I've always been like, okay, do I start out drinking liquor, then I'll switch to beer, but it's all the same, they say.
I'm calling this fake news.
Really?
Because, yes, there have been times in my life where I have just been, like, tipsy, like, not very drunk at all, and I've woken up so hungover, and then there's been other times where I have been, like, fully, like, blacked out the night before, and then I wake up, and I'm not hungover at all.
Okay.
So I am calling fake news on this.
Life
I am
hacks
living
with
proof.
Yeah, no kidding. This is how you don't get drunk. Pork chop, did you see Coca-Cola has a new flavor? They haven't done this in like 10 years.
No, what is it?
It sounds gross to me. Orange Vanilla Coke.
That doesn't sound gross.
All right, the new flavor is expected to be in stores later this month, and they're hoping the soda will keep their customers excited with variety, and it's zero sugar. So there you go. That'll be good on Joe's journey. And the final story today is, you know, I don't hate Christmas, but I don't like it as much as, like, my wife does and as everybody else I know does. But this is so sweet here. A 24-year-old guy in San Diego who's been obsessed with Christmas, well, he missed it last year. Why did he miss it? Well, he got pneumonia, and he was in a coma for 6.5 weeks.
Wow.
I mean, you probably think he's dying, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're that sick. You're like, we're going to lose our loved one. And, well, guess what? He pulled through, and the neighbors ended up getting together, putting the decorations back up on their house. This is like 6 weeks after Christmas. And when he got home last week, they stood outside and sang Christmas carols to him, and they actually celebrated Christmas inside with the tree and the presents. That is so cool.
So precious.
You can see all these stories online at joeandalexshow.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News on Radio Now.